So I hope you are doing very well today. This has been an amazing year. So many times in the past, we have thought that years were going to be a particular way, and this has certainly been a very different one in so many, many, many ways. And that's really what I want to talk about today. I guess I want to talk about that even in the context of Juneteenth. Isabel Mendoza says, good morning from Miami. Good morning from Miami. Good morning in Miami. And good morning to all of you, those of you who have checked in and those of you who have not. And especially those of you who watch this later on replay, because you know that we get somewhere around anywhere from 5,000 to 100,000 to 5,000 people watching these on a daily basis. And that's just on Facebook. Then there's the YouTube channel, my podcast, which this is the audio we take. So, and Susan Panther, remind us, please click share if you would. Post your questions and comments while we're talking, before or after. You can also please click share, because this allows your friends and family to know what's going on and how we can help them in jump-starting their day in a more positive way. And so what I want to do during this pandemic and during this time of just amazing change is continue to address things in real time. And that's why I decided to do these jump starts live on a daily basis, built a studio in my home. And I'm really, really grateful for those of you who are here and who are here for the very first time. By the way, if you're here for the first time, just put the words first time. We'd love to acknowledge this. Mike Nagy says, shared. Thank you very much. I'm going to show you something that Mike Nagy sent us. In fact, let me do that first and we'll come right back to this because it'll all tie together. This is what we're going to be viewing in our meditation this morning. And I realize the image is not quite filling the screen. Let me work on that. There we go. And this is an image that, a picture rather, that Mike Nagy took in the Lake of the Ozarks. Now, I'm going to take myself out here a second so you can see it. The interesting thing about this image is that's not black and white. That's color. That's how gray of a day it was. So, really a great metaphor for life sometimes, I think. And so today, that's the image we're going to be using as our backdrop in our complaint-free meditation group. I would say over half of you that are here with us live this morning are members of the complaint-free meditation group. And if you're not, go to complaintfreemeditation.com, complaintfreemeditation.com. So let's get back to this concept of know there. It's credited to Gertrude Stein. The quote is credited to Gertrude Stein. My voice is a little dry this morning. I know, isn't that interesting how the can makes the screen disappear, me disappear for a second? The quote is attributed to Gertrude Stein. From what I understand, it's not an exact quote, but it is something that's been repeated over and over again. And I remember when someone shared it with me and thinking, you know, that's kind of actually a mind-blowing concept. And it goes back to, let me pull up my note here to remind myself, what is known, this is a psychological term, the observer effect. And that is that, for example, when Jane Goodall goes to study the chimps, she knows that in some ways the chimps' very behavior is altered by her presence. And for many years, she worked to keep herself distant from them. The problem was the chimps were too curious and too trusting, and so ultimately she began to sort of intertwine with their lives. That's an extreme example of the observer effect. However, when we observe our lives, we tell ourselves stories about our lives and especially about our futures. Human beings have this frontal cortex which allows us to anticipate the future. Teddy, I have told him today we're going to go see his best friend today. And I have told him over and over and over this morning, and you know what? It hasn't affected his mood at all. He's just ignoring the fact. You know, you'd think he'd get excited. Of course not. Number one, he doesn't understand what I'm saying. But more importantly, number two, Teddy lives totally in the moment. And in some ways, that's really, really good. Teddy doesn't know he's going to die. Teddy doesn't know good things or bad things. Teddy just lives in the moment, which is really sort of the absolute, mindful, enlightened way to live, and a very, very difficult way to live, but nonetheless, something to strive for. So first of all, let's get this idea that there is no there, that when we get into the future, when we get there, the quote is, when we get there, there is no there. Now, this is true on so many levels. For example, and I love this, I've posted this before, and I'm sure it's not original to me, but today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. Let me say that again. Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. If you're a person who worries or is anxious, as tends to be a trait that I am constantly working with, I approach it like Jacob in the Bible. I will not let you go unless you bless me. You know, I'm gonna deal with this thing. If you wake up and you kind of dread the day, I mean, if you're honest with yourself, is there a bit of a dread, a fear, you know, anxiety, what might happen, that kind of a thing. Ask yourself, did you wake up feeling that way the day before, yesterday? And the answer is probably yes. And, you know, you move tentatively through the day and you manage to get through this day. But, that means the odds are stacked against you. Eventually, there's going to be a reckoning. No, the truth of it is that this is life. And as John Lennon said, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. And the great French playwright Colette said, I had a wonderful life. It's just too bad I didn't realize it at the time. So take in this fact that you got safely through yesterday and the day before. And that doesn't mean that it's more likely that something bad is going to happen. Something is bad eventually going to happen anyway. But focusing on that fact is not in any way going to prepare us. See, the idea is that we worry to anticipate what might happen so we can prepare. And once prepared, let it go. One of the things that when I feel particularly stressed, I often do is I write down everything it is that I am worried or stressed about. Everything. And I mean, I have to write it down. And I'm encouraging you to do this as well. Write it down. And then go through and ask yourself, how many of those things can you change in some way, shape, or form? How many of those things can you manipulate, make different, change the outcome? What I find interesting is that oftentimes somewhere between half and all are things that literally there is nothing I can do. I can not really prepare for. You know, I don't ever want to get cancer. So I do certain things with my diet, etc., that I feel greatly lessen the probability of that happening, and then I let it go. I take those actions, and then I let it go, and I no longer worry about it. So how many of those things can you take some action to change and then take that action? And what's amazing is it's amazing how you then no longer worry. You it's like, okay, well, I've done what I can about this, and worrying about it is not going to make in any way an impact on the outcome. And you free yourself. You free yourself. Because remember, the word worry comes from the, origin or the country of origin, but it means to ring. Worry means to ring. It means to ring, to strangle. When you get there, there is no there. I remember going on a trip, and it was like the trip of a lifetime, you know? And when I got there, I thought I just anticipated it for over a year, and I thought it was going to be perfect, you know, perfect. And when I got there, you know what it was? It was perfect. And I also, it wasn't as perfect as I thought it would be, simply by being there, I guess. And I also think about things that have happened in my life that I see photographs of myself, and I'm smiling because that's what we do in pictures now. We didn't back when photography was first invented. But we smile. And yet inside, I remember that, you know, like one day I was like, I couldn't remember where I had parked my car, but we were off gallivanting somewhere. And inside, I can remember thinking, I got to find my car. And when I think of this Gertrude Stein quote, when you get there, there is no there there. It sort of reminds me of the quote from Billy Joel. The good old days weren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. And isn't that something to remember? Because the ego looks backward. The ego anticipates forward. The ego remembers backward. The ego looks forward. The ego doesn't want you to be present in the moment. And yet, we are cursed to live in the eternal moment. I saw a trailer for a movie yesterday that looks really interesting. It's another take on the Groundhog Day concept where you're constantly repeating the same day over and over. The Netflix show is wonderful. It's called Russian Doll. It's a version of that. And it reminded me that we are truly cursed to live in the eternal now. We anticipate the future. We either worry about the future or we're excited about the future. And that's part of the challenge, I think. We worry far too much about the future. It's this idea that if I worry enough, I'll vaccinate myself against that particular happening. Well, as someone who has worried about relationships breaking up, as someone who has worried about getting fired, and who has had those very relationships break up and have been fired myself. My son-in-law just got fired because of the pandemic. The business is way down in the bank where he works, and he was the first hired, so they let him go. And I called him to congratulate him. I said, you know, it's a mark of pride. I've been fired several times, so I've been fired. Yeah, anyway. Radio, usually, budget cuts, stuff like that. Nothing I, you know, like, did. So, anyway, going back to this idea, when we get there, there is no there there. Even being fired, you worry about being fired, and then it happens, and it's like, okay, now what, you know? So, take comfort in the fact that tomorrow is not as bad as it seems. And, you know, actually, nothing is really as good or as bad, except as we think it. That's a total paraphrase of Shakespeare, I know. The bottom line is, when we're in the middle of good things, we want to inflate them in our own minds, and when we're in the middle of bad things, we want to deflate them as much as we can in our own minds. And especially when we think about the future. And this is the main point, and this is what I wanted to share with you this morning, all right? So let's say you dread the future. You worry about something that may or may not happen or even is a possibility or a probability in the future. And you worry about it. And your ego tells you that you are vaccinating yourself against it happening, which we know is not true. You are making it more likely to happen. The bottom line is you're suffering for it twice. And that's the big pity. You're suffering in the present moment because your body doesn't know about what is real and what is vividly imagined. So when you vividly imagine it, your body experiences the trauma as if it's a present moment reality because you, just like Teddy, are cursed to live in the present moment. You live in the present moment. So you suffer in the present moment. Now, when it does or does not get there, you have already lost a present moment in suffering. Quickest way to get there? Think of something in the future you're really, really looking forward to and amplify that excitement. When other things come to your mind, remember that dial in your head that we talked about. Turn up the dial of anticipation. Turn down the dial of dread. They're your dials. Let me say that again. They are your dials. And you get to control them. External events, of course, are going to try and push your button. That's why it's called push your buttons. You know? My mother used to totally push my buttons until I finally decided I wasn't going to take my buttons to my mom's house anymore. It helped. It helped a lot. All right, everybody, let's check back in. Anybody else have any closing thoughts or comments? Because we are going to be going to our complaint-free meditation group in just a moment. I'm going to give everybody a chance to make their comments. I'm going to transition one more time to this beautiful picture of Mike Nagy, that Mike Nagy, who's with us this morning, took at Lake of the Ozarks. And I'm going to type in the link. Whoops. There we go. www.complaintfreemeditation.com. I got it right. Remember I told you every time I type it, it seems that I am always putting in mediation, not meditation. So there you go. Isn't that beautiful? So Mike, thank you for that. Thanks for sharing that. And I got some more images yesterday. I've got some beautiful images. Lisa Bartel sees when she walks from the subway to her office. I'm going to pick back up and acknowledge everybody. Happy Father's Day weekend to all the special dads, says Tammy Boatwright. I was listening to a thing yesterday about a guy who does a dad podcast, and he does like every little thing dads should teach their kids. And little things like how to tie a tie. It's not just for boys, though. How to change the oil in your car, to how to deal with a breakup. And they say that people watch it and just cry. It's just a young man, and he does this. So Mike Nagy says shared. Thank you, Mike. Please click share if you would. Let's get this good feeling spread around the world. Quite often when someone asks me to spell my last name, I end with M-O-U-S-E. Dominic Cortelia. Dominic, you'd be surprised how many people actually write it out before they get it. That's great. You know what? We used to do this mean thing in sales. We would tell people they were not going to get their first paycheck until they filled out their ID-10T form. Oops, payroll made a mistake. You've got to fill out your ID-10T form. It was a really mean joke because what they would do is write it out, ID-10T. And if you write it out, it spells idiot. So, yeah. Not nice. Anyway, beautiful, says Tammy about Michael's view. Good morning, says Miyuki. She's here, reflective and beautiful, Michael. I know, isn't it going to be great? Can you put the quote lower? The word live is covering it. I don't know what you mean. The quote lower, the word live. I don't know. Oh, I see what you mean. I think I understand what you're saying. So when I'm live, this image is covered possibly by the word live, and so it would behoove me to put it more down in this range. Is that correct? Send me a yes if somebody feels that way. Linda Farrell says, shared. Thank you, shared. Perfect timing. I have been challenging myself to focus on the now. Heather Alice, you know what? The number one thing is meditation, meditation, meditation. I'm just telling you, that's what it's about. Because in the way, especially the way we do it in the complaint-free meditation program, it's breathing exercises typically, followed by extreme body awareness, I call it, and then usually a visualization and a projection, and we close it out. Or we never end. We never end meditation. We're always meditating. Mike, so peaceful. Cynthia Barchers, need you quote on my mirror for morning reading. Great message. My favorite spot to meditate, says Mike. Very cool. Way to go, man. It's so nice to have gray moments like this once in a while, isn't it, though? It makes the color all the more vivid. Lisa Bartel says, yes, Crystal. Hello, Crystal. Tammy Brown says, better. All right, Tammy, I am so glad to hear it. And I want to acknowledge both Crystal and Tammy. I'd love to hear from you more often. And all of you, thank you so much to the members of the Complaint Free Meditation Group who are going to join us at Lake of the Ozarks with Mike to meditate in his favorite meditation spot. I will see you there in about 6 minutes. Everybody else, have a magnificent weekend. You deserve it. Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe. All right? I want to see you back for years to come. Let's keep this going. Love you all. See you later. Bye-bye.